The Courtyard of the Gentiles held its latest meeting last week in Stockholm. This series of meetings, sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Culture, creates a respectful dialogue between believers and non-believers. The Swedish meeting was co-sponsored by the Embassy of Sweden to the Holy See, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, and the youth organization Frihuset. The conference had the overall theme, The World With and Without God. Jesuit Father Ulf Johnson attended the event and told us it was a great success.
I think that this conference was really marked by a great openness of mind. It was a very respectful atmosphere, and the participants could say what their convictions were. They could also utter criticism when they thought that it should be done. But it was all a very respectful atmosphere, and everyone was listening attentively to the other. And I think that this was really something, a unique event in our Swedish society, because Sweden is a very secularized country, and we very seldom have a public discussion on religious topics with such such a serious way as we had it by this conference.
By fact, as you said, Sweden is one of the most secularized countries of the world. Do you think the conference could open new ways of dialogue?
Yes, I think so. For instance, I heard a comment in the Swedish state radio company, a journalist saying that it is amazing to listen to these participants because they take the religious questions in such a serious way and discuss it. Also, the representatives of the natural sciences and so on, they treat this topic as not only in a respectful way, but also in a way that shows that these questions, the existential questions and the religious questions, are really important questions for us human beings, also today.
The conference had really important sponsors, let's say, for example, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences and the youth organization Frihuset. The conference had really an impressively high level of discussion. Don't you think this excludes the normal citizen or the real life from discussions?
The conference had two different parts. It was on 2 days, and the first day there was the discussion on a very high intellectual level at the Royal Swedish Academy for Sciences, which is actually the institution that is responsible for the Nobel Prizes. So that was on a very high intellectual level. But the second day was on a more practical level at Frihuset, which is a place for a big youth organization. And on the second day, there were the discussions about the very practical consequences of religious belief for the society. There were the social questions and so on. So it was really both sides, the abstract intellectual side, but also the very practical social consequences of religion.
And what do you take personally with you from the conference?
For me, it was a very beautiful experience that it is possible to discuss religious matters with representatives, both of believers and non-believers, in a very open-minded way. And this is something really very valuable. And there was also a common will to try to come to grips with the problems that is being created by religion, and also viewing the big possibilities that come from religious inspiration also to solve difficult problems in the society.
Was there perhaps one discussion or one point which was very impressive for you?
Well, one surprising experience was actually what a young Muslim woman told us. She made a very surprising comment when she said that the atheist organizations, they have the same kind of problem with the role of women. She said, if you look on the atheist organization, the representatives of the secular and atheist way of viewing reality, they are always led by men also. And actually the representative of the secular humanists at the conference, it was a male representative. And he was quite astonished to have this comment. I don't think that he ever got that before. But she made us aware that many problems that we have, they are not typical for either religious or non-believing people, but these are common problems. For instance, the role of the woman in the society. These are questions that pertain both to believers and non-believers. And I think that was an important comment.
And how did the media cover the event from your point of view?
The comments in the media have been generally very positive. There was actually a very positive interview with Cardinal Ravasi from the Council of the Pontifical Council of Culture in our biggest newspaper in Sweden, Dagens Nyheter, and also the comments that have been made in radio and so on have been positive, and which is remarkable for our Swedish culture, because in Swedish public debate, religion is not a big topic.